Three steps to absolute domination. Plenty of schools and organizations have speech contests. This implies that there are winners and losers. This implies that there are ways to differentiate between a good speech and a bad speech. When directors want to find the right people to play the part in their movies, they have tryouts. Hundreds or sometimes thousands of people try out. The director looks at all of them and chooses the best one. Go into any sales organizations and you'll find good salespeople and not so good salespeople. And they will predictably line up within a Pareto distribution, the 80-20 rule. 20% of the sellers will make 80% of the money. Sometimes they have comedy contests. 20 comics will get up on stage and deliver 5 minutes of humor each. Then the audience chooses the best one, the funniest one, the most entertaining one. It's very easy to externalize our behavior, to blame the market for not being able to sell anything, or to blame the customers for not buying. A lot of lower than average therapists blame their patients for not being ready to be healed. Yet high quality therapists heal their patients all the time. What does all this mean? It's very, very easy to externalize failure. So easy that everybody does it. But there is nearly infinite proof that while many people suck, therapists, comedians, actors, public speakers, there are some that do not suck in that very same market. If you want to make an audience laugh, you can control that with your behavior. If you want to make a customer buy, you can control that with your behavior. If you want to win a public speaking contest or a comedy smackdown, you can do that with your behavior. The deeper message here is people respond to you based on how you behave. When people decide to buy something, it's not a conscious decision. It's based on a feeling. When people laugh at a joke, it's not a conscious decision. It's based on a feeling. When people become attracted to you, it's not a conscious decision. It's based on a feeling. And all these feelings are automatic responses to your behavior. Feelings that are out of their control. Just like when the doctor smacks you in the knee with a rubber hammer to test your reflexes. If you behave in the right way, you'll get the results you want every single time. And whether we're talking about speakers or comedians or sellers or therapists, that external behavior is driven by your internal mindset. Just like your behavior drives their reactions, your mindset drives your behaviors. Master this dynamic and rule their lives. To learn more, visit mindpersuasion.com/alpha-mindset.